So quick story, some of you may have heard this before, but we have a superstition in this band. We have to play this one song whenever we're in a port city. And it's because last 4th of July, well, it's actually a tradition before then, but last 4th of July we went and played in Victoria on Vancouver Island. You guys been up there?
Yeah!
Yeah, strange place, right? Victoria, Vancouver Island in Canada. It's a country just north of here. I don't know if you've heard about it. They're pretty good at hockey, I hear. So anyway, we went to play there, and we show up at the venue, and the venue's pretty interesting. It's not really in Victoria. It's sort of on the outskirts of town, and it's a big cool sort of cement block building that's built to look like a castle, and it has a hotel, a liquor store, a venue that we're going to play in. It has also a Chinese restaurant in the basement, a strip club, and an event center. So we get there early, we check it. You have to take the ferry over from Vancouver. You have to take the ferry over there, right? So we get there early, we go in, we check into our hotel room. The first thing that happens is the promoter calls and says, can I come down to your room? So he comes down to the tour manager's room, in my room, and he says, he knocks on the door, he goes, hey man, can I take a shower in your room? All right. So then it gets weird, because there's an event going on at the hotel that appears to be a wedding. And I love how multicultural Canada is. But this is also very difficult to explain without being politically incorrect. But the wedding was an Indian dot Indian feather wedding, which I think, as far as I can tell, is the only place that would happen is in the Western Canada. So there was a lot of papier-mâché elephants going around. There were a lot of bear claw pendants. There was a couple people that were bluish. And anyway, it's just a really interesting crowd. And we're just like, wow, this is a really weird place. And so finally the venue opens. We go inside. And the stage is a Parthenon with television monitors in between the columns. And anyway, needless to say, the show was pretty strange, and the people that turned up to see us were pretty strange. And part of the way through the show, I could look directly out and see the doorman, and part of the way through the show, I saw that the doorman had a dog, like some sort of pit bull boxer mix, on a lead, right, in front of the door. And I thought, oh my God, the fucking ferry sunk. When we were coming across from Vancouver, we're actually dead. This is the afterlife. Because there's a Parthenon behind me, we're in the Greek afterlife. And the dog is Cerberus, okay? And apparently the Greeks, they were having money problems already and stuff like that, so they were sharing an afterlife with the Indians. It wasn't a wedding that was going on. That was actually Shiva walking around with various other avatars. So anyway, and it was all because we didn't play Brides of Neptune when we were in Vancouver the night before. Because in that song, the entire crew of the ship is dead, but they don't realize it. And so from now on, we have to do this or else the ferry will sink.